Brian Adams recently accepted a position as a reporter at KNIA KRLS in Knoxville, Iowa. Adams has been a newscaster at WDKB, better known as B95, for the past 22 years. During that time, he's covered breaking news events, including blizzards, tornadoes, a monster truck accident, and the fatal campus shooting at Northern Illinois University in 2008. He's also been a familiar voice at community events. Here he was during a live remote at the community stage at last weekend's Corn Fest.
1245 NIU STEM will be doing it's not magic, it's science demonstration, showing kids some of the wonders of science.
What doesn't get mentioned is the countless number of city council, county board, school board meetings that you've covered, weeknights, weekends. Can you talk about the role of a local journalist as a watchdog at those meetings that some people would probably say, well, that sounds pretty darn boring?
That's the thing. About 80% of what a public body like that does is boring. I mean, that's why we select people to do those things for us, because we don't want to do those tedious work ourselves. The other 20% is when people want what they want and refuse to accept any alternative. And if things don't go your way, then the city council or school board is full of idiots. And that's when people really get riled up. The lower down on the spectrum you get, the more people are going to get their dander up about a particular issue, because it will have the most direct effect on them, and they're not going to stand idly by and take care of that. And as I say, the idea is of a journalist is to keep the light on what's happening there. Problem in this business is not fake news, it's when real news is done poorly. That's the key, because there's still an awful lot of people in this business who don't bother to get the proper facts, who don't give care into how a story is presented, who can't spell or conjugate a verb properly. Those are the problems that we face on a daily basis, and those have been going back for years. It's not political, it's just a matter of competence, but most people see things through a political lens these days.
How do you create a lifestyle around nightly board meetings and then have to be on the next morning regurgitating what you've learned?
Of course, the key is that I have a split shift most of the time. I mean, I spent 22 years getting up at the crack of 4 just to get over there and writing news stories on the fly first thing in the morning. If I worked in a lot of other places, I would have had to go in at the night before and write it up. But at least here, since it's just me, I could wait a little bit. But time waits for no man. Sometimes you have those mornings where you're swamped with 2 or 3 different stories. You have this accident, that fire, the thing you did last night, and Tempest is fugiting, and you're trying as hard as you can to get everything together for that 6 o'clock top of the hour sounder plays.
So you might cover a meeting at, like, say, 7 o'clock the night before, have had an idea of kind of what sound you wanted to use, how you wanted to write it, maybe get a couple hours of sleep, then you'd wake up and then produce the story?
Exactly, yeah. I usually have more or less 6 hours of sleep, And much less since I became a father, because that's another key. You know, when I first started out, I just moved here from Sterling. I was single. I had an apartment. I pretty much could come and go as I pleased. And since I was the sole member of the staff and in many ways my own boss, I could guide the direction of the coverage and give myself a break on the schedule. But things change. Eventually tie the knot. And then the children came along, and pretty soon I had to factor all that in. So it's kind of hard to get even 6 hours of sleep at night when you're being asked to change diapers.
Your last assignment with B95 was the recent Corn Fest. What has that event meant to you?
Well, it's been a big change over the years. When I first got there, all we did was set up a table downtown and broadcast live. We just said, hey, come on down to Corn Fest. Then about a year later, we got attached to the community. We've been sponsoring both the main stage and as a sideline to that, we were also put in charge of the community stage. I sort of fell into the role of lining up the acts and booking them. And I think I've been doing that for about 20 years or so, give or take, and found myself doing more and more each year and pretty much became... That became a 6-month-a-year project, just getting ready for those 2 days.
How, as you got into this business, you've got a famous name. Was the Canadian pop star?
You know, when I first got to B95, I asked him, do you want me to use a different name on the air? He said, no, that's all right. And of course, being a journalist, I'm always a little hesitant to not use my legal name, because at the time I thought, you know, that's like you're trying to hide something. Now I've learned the hard way that you know, there's nothing wrong with using a different name. It puts the focus back on the story. Unfortunately, I didn't, and I've endured 22 years of jokes. And it's not even the same spelling.
He's a Y, right?
B-R-Y? Yes, and okay. Mine is with an I.
And we'll probably carry this interview out with a piece from Bryan Adams. I'm sure we will.
You know, and I mean, it even got to the point where people were asking me if I was going to play a Bryan Adams song at my wedding reception. I decided against that because my favorite one of his is Run to You, and I figured a song about a guy cheating on his girlfriend didn't really set the right tone for the wedding.
Bryan, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and it's hard to touch on 22 years here in just a few minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't get to touch on?
Just because I occasionally have the clever comment or two along the way doesn't mean that I've never taken this seriously. And for all the good times and happy times on the air, I know that occasionally I'm the one who has to bring the bad news. We've had more than a few homicides around here, the occasional shootings, fatal accidents, major incidents, and of course, September 11th, we'll all carry that with us, because I know I'm one of the few people who were on the mic that day, and I was one of them, and that's not something that goes away easily. But hopefully I was able to get the public the facts that they needed to know to make up their minds on something and focus on the people and the community that it affected. That's far more important than anything I may contribute to this. And I just want people to remember that the story was always more important than the storyteller.